We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Protective viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 at Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Costa Rica, we have the following new cable channel. In Puerto Jimenez, channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Idea, channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV, and in Ubaté, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos. Channel 41 on Tele Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India allocates $223 million US dollars to help improve the survival rate of women giving birth. In cultural news, the Central African Republic, Myanmar or Burma, and Romania celebrate the National Day today. In scientific news, esteemed Hungarian philosopher and author Dr. Edwin Laszlo is honored. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 1st, is the birthday of the President of Chile, His Excellency Dr. Sebastián Piñera Echenique, born in Santiago, Chile in 1949. His Excellency has been serving in office since March 2010. President Piñera, who holds a doctorate in economics from Harvard University in the United States, established what is now called the Culture and Society Foundation in 1993. It promotes making the arts available for all Chileans and develops environmental initiatives. In 1989, His Excellency also helped to create the Enterprising Women Foundation to assist in empowering disadvantaged women. President Piñera is known internationally for his faithful and caring efforts during the rescue of the 33 Chilean miners in October 2010. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, for your leadership to enhance the lives of Chileans. We wish you a joyful birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Cold and snow disrupts United Kingdom. An unseasonal cold snap accompanied by heavy snows has forced the closure of roads, schools and businesses across the United Kingdom. Freezing temperatures have arrived at their earliest since 1993, with Northern Ireland registering minus 9.5 degrees Celsius at Loch Fay and Lisdenham in Wales seeing thermometers fall to minus 18 degrees. Severe weather warnings were issued by the Met Office as snow fell throughout most of Scotland and in England's northeast, Yorkshire and Humber, East Midlands and the East, with over 40 centimetres recorded in some parts. In Scotland, travel in three main airports, Edinburgh, Glasgow and Aberdeen, was seriously disrupted on Monday, November 29th, while one of the largest rest centres ever established in the country was set up in Perth to assist more than 660 stranded road travellers. The AA Motor Services, meanwhile, reported an unprecedented 12,400 calls for assistance. Regional charities asked that citizens check on vulnerable neighbours such as the elderly as more snow and heavy winds were forecast.
Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is required and to go if possible to help the storm afflicted. She also said that financial aid is available for urgent needs.
Our appreciation, Met Office and all road and other personnel working to ease the storm conditions. Wishing the affected residents a smooth resuming of regular day-to-day life and that such weather extremities are soon lessened as our kinder lifestyles help restore the earth's stability.
Floods hit Australia's Victoria state. As heavy storm struck in north-central Victoria over the weekend, five houses in Rochester were flooded and a number of motorists were rescued from being stranded after driving into roads covered with water. Approximately 25 people were also evacuated overnight from a caravan park. As the state emergency service responded to more than 1,300 assistance calls, officials said that additional flood warnings would likely be issued. However, there were fortunately no reports of serious injury or loss of life thus far. We are relieved to know of residents' safety and thank the Victoria State Emergency Personnel for your prompt alerts and assistance. Our prayers that such weather patterns are minimized as we strive for lives of greater harmony with the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
German President visits Israel and Palestine. During President Christian Wolff's official first visit outside Europe to Israel, he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as well as President Shimon Peres. The president was accompanied by his 17-year-old daughter, Annalena Wolff, who was with him as he paid tribute at the Yad Vashem Memorial in Jerusalem. And he stated, "I wanted to send a signal that Germany is very aware of how important it is to pass history from one generation to the next." commending the efforts of President Perez and others in working to achieve harmony in the region. The president added that he supports the two-state Israel-Palestine solution and conveyed his hope that the window of opportunity for peace talks would remain open. President Wolf is also scheduled to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. We are touched by your humble offering to make amends and promote harmonious relations, Your Excellency. May the friendship between Israel and Germany continue to blossom, uplifting us all toward the lasting peace of a loving world.
Radio Fórmula QR tiene la palabra.
Radio interview with Supreme Master Qinghai continues this Saturday. The first part of a candid interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, conducted by Radio Formula QR 92.3 FM in Cancun, Mexico, discussed the vegan solution for saving the planet from climate change. This interview's second part will be aired on Saturday, December 4th at 9:50 a.m. and can be accessed freely online from anywhere in the world. In speaking with listeners the previous week, some already said that they would become vegetarian.
¿A usted le interesaría saber más sobre el ser vegetariano o vegano? Sí, ¿por qué? No, ¿por qué?
Pulso Ciudadano. Claro, por toda la violencia y la obesidad que hay hoy en México, somos uno de los países más con altos índices de obesidad. Y sí, comer vegetariano sería muy, muy rico, ¿no?
Reformulando. The radio station's host also shared her thoughts about the interview.
Como le comenté a la maestra Qinghai, cuando una persona modifica su comportamiento, lo modifica en todo sentido. Y ella estuvo de acuerdo, puede lograrse lo que ella está proponiendo. Estoy de acuerdo con la maestra. La verdad es que me sentí como si estuviera aquí en la mesa, aquí en Cancún. Me dio mucho gusto conversar con ella.
The following is an excerpt from the upcoming broadcast this Saturday.
In Mexico, I think everyone can implement the solar power, because in Mexico we have plenty of sun and all the time. That is the big blessing from heaven, the sun. The sun not only can afford our eternal energy, also heal our sickness and make us happy, joyful, intelligent and contented.
Sí, sí brilla mucho el sol en nuestro país.
To be vegan is already a very big step towards sustainable energy as well, because when we use vegan diet, it takes only fractions of all the energies that is needed to keep a meat diet. So in choosing vegan, we already cut a big chunk of energy waste by our diet.
We appreciate host Ms. Pilar Jufresa and Radio Formula for sharing these topics with the public for their consideration of actions to stop climate change at this crucial time. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for encouraging all to do our part to save the planet. You can tune in to the upcoming continued broadcast of the interview with Supreme Master Qinghai via live streaming radio on the internet site www.radioformulaqr.com, airing on Saturday, December 4th at 9:50 a.m. in Cancun, Mexico, or 4:50 p.m. Central European Time.
Beloved actor Leslie Nielsen remembered. The Canadian-born Hollywood actor and comedian passed away at the ripe age of 84 in Florida, USA. Working up to the time of his passing in an active career of more than six decades, the widely talented Mr. Nielsen appeared in over 100 films and 105,000 television programs. Starring in earlier films like The Poseidon Adventure as a leading actor, Leslie Nielsen became best known in later life for his outstanding talent in comedic roles, as he appeared in such timeless classics as Airplane and the Naked Gun series. His achievements received numerous recognitions, including a star on both the Hollywood and Canada's Walk of Fame, and he was honored with the prestigious title of Officer of the Order of Canada. We send our sincere condolences to the family and friends of Leslie Nielsen, whose gifted contributions will continue bringing joy to audiences for many years to come. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting love and comfort of the divine.
Save our planet. Africa losing forests at alarming rate. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, indigenous forests in Africa are being felled at a rate of about 3.4 million hectares per year, the second highest in the world for this past decade. These forests are key in helping absorb carbon emissions and thus reducing climate change and unstable weather conditions, while also serving as importing watersheds, wildlife habitats, and protection against soil erosion. As an example of the losses being incurred, the country of Nigeria, which in 1976 was covered by 23 million hectares of forest, has been losing about 400,000 hectares annually, and today has only 9.6 million left.
Reasons for deforestation include lands being cleared for livestock grazing and other agriculture, as well as logging for timber and firewood. In an effort to offset these losses, initiatives have been launched by groups such as the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, which has been working to plant trees and raise awareness about the benefits of forest conservation. One team has raised over 15,000 seedlings from 33 different species since February 2010 in Nigeria alone, scheduled for planting in 2011.
Our grateful thanks, International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, and all others striving to halt these alarming losses and revitalize the African forests. Let us rapidly join such efforts to help restore the balance of life across the continent of Africa and the world.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the significant environmental impacts of our actions as she offered the most sustainable solution to protecting the precious trees and in turn our planet.
We must protect the trees as much as we can. According to the environmental organization Greenpeace, 8% of the Earth's forest-related carbon is stored in the vast rainforest of the Congo River Basin in Central Africa. Scientists predict that continued deforestation of the Congo will release the same amount of CO2 as the United Kingdom emitted over the last 60 years. So it is important to preserve the forest while we still can, because it helps in addressing global warming. Deforestation mostly caused by animals' feet as forests are cleared to plant crops for raised livestock, while hundreds of millions of people are starving in the world. Vegan organic farming can go a long way toward restoring the balance from problems that may have arisen in the past. I highly encourage you to pursue a vegan organic farming method.
Save our planet. Conservation efforts pay off for Mexican Village. With the region's coral reef depleted and marine life on the verge of extinction, the people of Cabo Pulmo Village in Baja California decided to give up their fishing careers and switched to eco-friendly tourism, offering deep-sea diving adventures instead. They also petitioned the federal government to establish a marine protected area, which was accomplished in 1995. With fishing now banned and the entire village population rallying for ocean conservation, sea life is once again flourishing, and Cabo Pulmo Marine Park is considered one of the most successful examples of marine conservation in Mexico. Moreover, with the area being off the power grid, residents make use of solar power, a fitting energy source in a place where the sun is almost always shining. We are touched by the loving efforts of the people of Cabo Pulmo to live in harmony with nature. May future generations continue to enjoy and share the wonders of the ocean to inspire many more towards similar care for our cherished marine co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. animal welfare organizations such as the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection are calling for the closure of loopholes in the law that allow the captive breeding and sale of hundreds of thousands of wild monkeys for animal experimentation, a practice that is not only extremely cruel, but is also leading to their extinction.
Save our planet. Foreign ministers coming together from 12 countries in the Black Sea region issue an official joint declaration to cooperate in addressing climate change at both a regional and international level.
Save our planet. Danish supermodel and Oxfam Global Ambassador Helena Christensen calls for further action to halt climate change after visiting communities in rural Nepal and witnessing firsthand the dire effects of extreme droughts and flooding.
I'm Nu the Beaver, and this is Charming Zoo.
Aw, thanks, Nu. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Zoo and I eat a delicious vegan diet.
For a tip on being frugal, we'd like to tell you about buying in bulk.
Oftentimes, when you make large orders from online companies, you get discounts.
Also, sometimes there are clearance items that may not be available in stores.
Many companies will offer free shipping if you purchase over a certain amount.
Possible items you could buy include vegan cleaning supplies, dried fruit and nuts, and eco-friendly office supplies.
You save both money and time.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, India allocates $223 million to help improve the well-being of pregnant and breastfeeding mothers and their children. Each of the over 1 million women that will benefit from the project will be given $270 directly to her bank account. She will be required to have regular health checks and up-to-date immunizations during pregnancy. Our thankfulness, India, for your care of precious mothers and children. We wish your program great success in supporting all women to give birth and nurture infants in safety and happiness.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of the Central African Republic, commemorating its proclamation of becoming a republic in 1958. Situated south of Chad, it is rich in natural resources, including diamonds, gold, and iron ore. Its Minerva Gunda St. Floris National Park is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. The expansive savanna is habitat for the rare black rhinos, elephants, and red-fronted gazelles. Myanmar, or Burma, also observes its national day. In Southeast Asia, between Bangladesh and Thailand, it is home to a great variety of cultures. The Shwedagon Pagoda in Yangon, said to be 2,500 years old and renowned for its amazing beauty, is the most sacred Buddhist site in the country. Romania, too, celebrates its national day today, honoring the unification of Transylvania and Romania in 1918. The Danube Delta in this southeastern European country is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is the largest and best preserved of the deltas in Europe. We wish the kind people of Central African Republic, Myanmar and Romania a memorable National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, an acclaimed Hungarian philosopher is honoured. We'll go out and enjoy the garden, be back soon. More lively news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a compassionate world. In scientific news, esteemed Hungarian philosopher and author, Professor Dr. Ervin Laszlo is honored. Dr. Laszlo was awarded membership into the prestigious Hungarian Academy of Sciences. In 1993, he established the Club of Budapest. Its goals include promoting planetary consciousness, interconnecting cultures, and integrating spirituality, science, and the arts. During the gathering to commemorate his membership into the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Laszlo described how it is essential for people to shift their thinking to a planetary consciousness of interconnectedness.
Az ember az élővilágnak egy része, szerves része, anélkül nem tud fennmaradni. Tehát a környezetünket fenntarthatóvá kell alakítani.
Dr. Laszlo also mentions the necessity of reducing animal agriculture as a means of healing the planet.
Mi sokkal jobb módon tudnánk élni és táplálkozni, mint az, hogy ilyen hatalmas energiabevetéssel mesterségesen állatokat tenyésztünk és azokat táplálkozunk. A mai világban a legtöbb embernek nincs szüksége erre a nagy bevételére az állati zsírnak. Nincs is szükségünk rá, és nem is egészséges végre. Tehát egy egészséges, jó diéta azt jelenti, hogy jobban kihasználjuk az energiaforrásokat, amik rendesen állnak.
Our respectful congratulations, Dr. Ervin Laszlo, on your wonderful accolades. May your work continue to help many people realize the need to protect all interrelated life on our precious planet through a gentle lifestyle.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Estonian entitled Well Traveled.
Jah, ma reisin palju. Olen käinud peaaegu sama paljudes kohtades kui mu kohvrid.
And now for our viewers' heartline on From the Holy Kitab e Aqdas of the Baha'i's Faith, paragraphs 1 through 19.
God bless you for your beautiful work, Eniman e Baha'i from sentient Mongolia.
Spiritual Eniman, we are honored to present the deep wisdom of Baha'ism, according to Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instructions to bring the treasured teachings of many of the world's best faiths to our viewers. May you and all the truth-seeking Mongolian people be graced with the munificent benediction of heaven.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence soothe your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak announces the cancellation of an artillery drill on Yongpyeong Island near the border with North Korea, where tensions recently arose, while China continues to emphasize the importance of resolution through dialogue.
With Israel's agreement to allow the export of strawberries and flowers from Palestinian territories, farmers are hopeful that an anticipated harvest of 800 tons of fruit will reach Europe in December, along with thousands of roses.
Canadian researchers find that early intervention programs helping less fortunate children to succeed academically are successful in benefiting not only youths, but also their families and communities.
After hearing about the foreclosure on the home of their neighbors, Michael Toxco and Kirsten Hailstone, Liz and Joe Larger of Arizona, USA, welcome the couple into their home as they continue to look for work.
On his first official visit to Iran, Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri and a delegation of several cabinet ministers meet with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and other officials to further their country's amicable relations.
A study by researchers at Pittsburgh University in the USA shows that elderly people walking at least 5 miles a week can offset the progression of forgetfulness, while healthy adults walking at least 6 miles are able to maintain brain volume, a vital sign of mental health.
the city of Ahmedabad in India funds the construction of shelters to provide sleeping places for the city's homeless persons, with plans for their functioning as activity and training centers during the day.
The new skinny player, currently being developed by Chinese engineers, features a paper-thin MP3 player that runs on body heat and adheres to the arm without the need for external clips.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, donates funds for new houses to shelter hundreds of victims of war in southern Kyrgyzstan, being built in cooperation with other agencies to be ready before the onset of winter.
Following the evacuation of a South Korean island due to political tensions, members of the Coexistence of Animal Rights on Earth go to care for animal companions who had been left behind, while other animal welfare activists appeal for government help.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.